Congressman Whitman, I don't know how much you were able to hear of Peter Baker's comments, but he was referring to this letter that you, along with eight of your congressional colleagues, authored to the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission, that asking them to consider this research in assessing the Atlantic menhaden that was funded, at least in part, by omega protein. And so he's saying, look, to suggest this is not a political, there's not a political overlay here, may be disingenuous.
Well, no, it's not just disingenuous. It really is about looking at all the science, and I find it puzzling why you wouldn't want to look at good science out there. Why wouldn't you want to consider science? Now, certainly, if it's science that doesn't support your viewpoint, then you would say, yes, let's look at the science that supports our viewpoint. But why wouldn't you want to look at all of it and make sure that we are making the right decisions, no matter who it's funded by? Just because it's funded by Omega doesn't mean that it's invalid science any more than that the Chesapeake Bay Foundation funds any science. All of a sudden people say, well, gosh, if it's funded by that, and certainly that group has an interest in this. Let's look at all of this. Let's not say somehow that this science is invalid based on who's supporting it, who's not supporting it, who's funding it. Somebody's funding science out there from all the different aspects. Somebody's paying for it. And if we're going to disqualify because this particular group pays for it or that particular group pays for it, then we're going to have no science. You know, I've been an advocate, too, to make sure within the National Marine Fisheries Service that we actually do more funding of science there for fishery science. I actually sponsor a bill called the Fishery Science Improvement Act that says just that. Let's make sure we're using good science in making these decisions.